of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Searching for anyone trapped. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A tornado hit a coastal area of North Carolina after midnight. Fox's Evan Brown has an update live.
Dave, a tornado tearing through Brunswick County, North Carolina, leaves at least three people dead and 10 more injured. At least 50 homes were destroyed or left damaged, as were a great number of vehicles. First responders are conducting more searches now that the sun is rising. Stormy weather in the Carolinas and elsewhere in the southeast is connected to the winter storm affecting the central and northern U.S. Tornado watches and warnings are up as far as South Florida, Dave.
And Evan, snowy and icy and frigid weather also blamed for deaths in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Texas, where millions lost power and heat in rolling blackouts caused in part by frozen wind turbines, and more's coming.
Another round of rain, snow, and ice from Texas to New England, right behind the storm system that brought record snow, dangerous cold, and accumulating ice to millions across the southern plains.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, more than a month after the deadly Capitol attack, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will create a 9/11-type commission to investigate. A continued drop in new coronavirus cases, 53,000 in the U.S. yesterday, the fewest in 4 months, with under 1,000 deaths for the first time since late November. Nursing home deaths still haunt New York's governor, who admits not giving detailed information.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals.
But Governor Cuomo insists all COVID deaths were accounted for. His critics say his order back in March sending COVID patients to nursing homes did cause deaths. Governor Cuomo also maintains he told state lawmakers to pause an investigation while he cooperated with a federal probe. Even some of his fellow Democrats dispute that.
Senator Jessica Ramos tweeting, "At no point did the administration notify the legislature about a DOJ investigation. People died and Cuomo lied. Then he had the gall to write a book."
That's Fox's Jackie Abad. Yes. America's listening to Fox News.
Paid for by Asset Marketing Services, LLC.
Have you heard? A secret hoard of 1902 Morgan silver dollars has been found. These gorgeous 1902 O Morgans are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these coins are available. Coin experts are calling the Great Southern Treasury Hoard an incredible opportunity. Just call govmint.com at 1-800-721-0288, and you're guaranteed a mint condition 1902 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O Mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. These 119-year-old coins were found in sealed bags that have been untouched since 1902. That makes these unopened bags of Morgan silver dollars extremely rare. To learn more, call 1-800-721-0288. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $10 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-721-0288 now to secure your 1902 Morgan silver dollar coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-721-0288.
It's his first big trip across country since taking office. President Biden will head to Wisconsin later today.
President Biden, after skipping the DNC in Milwaukee last summer as a candidate over COVID concerns, visits the city in person as president today for a cable news town hall and taking questions on the economy and the pandemic.
It's very significant and very much an honor that he's chosen Milwaukee for one of his first official visits.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett saying despite citywide restrictions on government buildings and businesses that the president's visit will be safe with mask requirements and distancing in place. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, the president is going to give about 11 million homeowners another break, extending a ban on foreclosures on federally backed mortgages through June and extending the period for homeowners to request a hold on or reduction of payments. On Wall Street, stocks could add to the record highs set last week for the Dow and the NASDAQ. Dow futures are up about 150 points after the long holiday weekend as markets also rise overseas. A country singer who no longer has a record label, still has the number one record. Controversy still driving up sales.
Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, is number one on the Billboard 200 chart for the fifth week, even though the country singer was shut down by country radio and taken off playlists after he used the N-word. According to Billboard, the sophomore album from Morgan sold 150,000 units in the last week, and his 2018 album, If I Know Me, was also in the top 10. Last week, Wallen took to Instagram, where he asked fans not to downplay his use of the word, and that he's working to be a better man and working with black organizations to have honest conversations. conversations. TMZ posted a video of Wallen in February using the N-word. Wallen apologized. He was dropped by his label and manager.
That's Michelle Polino. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, good morning. How are you? How's everything? How's digging? How's all the snow? Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Still a local family-owned business providing quality products and true service. Call Greg Wolf, 352-0428 to start saving money. Diane, are you there?
I am. Partly cloudy, a few snow showers or flurries by noontime. Just very cold and the wind chills, too. We're feeling like 13 below right now. Temperature up to 13 and down to 3 below into the evening tonight. 18 tomorrow, down to around 10 with the clouds. Up towards 20 on Thursday, down to around 4. So relief in sight. Right now, the temperature is at 3 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, somebody texted yesterday, said, why did you have Diane come through the snow? And I said, actually, she didn't. So there.
That's right.
You are remote
having a procedure today. And it's later on this afternoon. I'm drinking a lot of fluids and getting ready for this procedure.
And you sure you're still on for that, huh?
Yes. Okay, and, you know, you have to do the COVID test. So that was 3 days before. I'm sure anybody who's gone through any screenings and things like that are aware of all these procedures. So that's why I'm quarantining in my home. But picked a good weekend to do that, huh?
Yeah, sure did. Chris Kester, are you awake?
Oh, I've been awake since about 4:30 this morning.
Right.
City of Champaign. Who's driving my plows? I thought in Champaign anyway, all the way Windsor. Dang good job! I mean, really good job. It was clean as a whistle, easy.
Yeah, thank you. We've had crews on since Sunday evening, getting ready, and they worked all through the night. Still on the road this morning, and we'll bring another group in here shortly, around 11 o'clock, to work until tonight. Hopefully, get everybody's. Streets looking fairly decent under these conditions, and looking forward to some warmer temperatures. Hopefully that will help us get roads down to clear to bare pavement where we can use some of our materials and plows to push that stuff off.
What did you get in your snow gauge overnight, Chris?
I mean, I shoveled my sidewalk about every half hour, and it looked like about the same amount. Today it was up about my shins. I wouldn't be surprised if we got 6 inches.
Yeah, I think at least 6, and then the drifting.
I've heard 7, okay. And I heard Homer got 10.
Whoa. Well.
Yeah. Yep.
Well.
When I was out walking the dog a couple times last night, it was definitely right below my knee on some of the snow drifts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And for folks, let me put a word in here. At the end of your driveway, there's going to be a big old hard, crunchy pile. Man, that's what you're just going to have to fix that one, because they're out plowing the roads and they don't have time to get a shovel out to every driveway. So guess what? You're going to have to do a little work, okay? It's okay, because I had to dig out my driveway, and it was I'm thrilled that the roads are so clean. So people complain about that stuff, and there's nothing you can do except if you don't want the roads plowed, you just got to deal with your driveway. But it's okay. So go pump the brakes a little bit, see what you got. When it's shiny, glazy, you got to be very careful, because then you're down to the real slick stuff. Will the salt be coming back out, Chris?
I'll be surprised if we get salt out this week, just because of the temperatures being so close to zero. But if we happen to get some sunshine, maybe Friday, and then over the weekend, we'll bring as much salt out as we possibly can to get those roads down to bare pavement that we know that people really like to see, and makes them feel safer driving on. So,
yeah, but the salt doesn't work at what temperature?
I don't have the math in front of me, but
isn't it like 10 or something? It's too cold, or it's I don't think it works very well in single digits, if I remember right.
Yeah, what it ends up doing is you'll melt off the top layer, and then it's cold enough in the air that top
ices,
layer refreezes and makes it more dangerous.
Not to mention all of my tax dollars, Chris, being wasted on salt because you put it down wrong. All right. No, that's right.
We don't want to put it down and push it off too soon. So,
how many plow drivers do we have out there?
We've been fortunate. We've got full staff on both of our crews of about 20 drivers, mechanics, and operators. We've even got some contract help out west of 57 helping us out today to help some of those outlying subdivisions see roads a little bit sooner. And we've got some engineering technicians who are helping monitor that work as well.
Well, Chris, we appreciate all the work the city does. Thank you. Have you ever driven a plow?
I have not, no.
I've ridden in one. I did one of those. Gosh, it was Robin Kaler and me in the 80s. We drove through the parking lot of a shopping center with cones. And sure. It was like driving a Hummer on steroids. I hit every cone, Chris. Every darn mailbox would have been gone if I were doing the work. So it isn't that danged easy, and you got to be really, really good. And these guys use them like scalpels. They're so good at positioning those blades and everything. Chris Kester, City of Champaign, thank you, my friend. Thanks for the good work out there.
Thanks, everyone. Stay safe, stay warm.
Betcha. Chris Kester from the City of Champaign.
Good job, Chris. Yeah, the blowing snow and lack of visibility had a lot of plows pulled for a while last night, but they're, of course, back at it early this morning, as you mentioned, 4:30.
Yeah.
And most schools are doing remote learning. We've all got our head around how to have school at home now, so almost everybody's engaging in e-learning today.
But almost everybody doesn't like it, okay?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, don't get me started on kids should be back at school, and I'm not speaking to people like Unity and, you know, and not talking snow day. I'm talking regular kids getting back in school. What's so frustrating is that the CDC, the scientists, they say it's fine, but Joe Biden is all about the teachers' unions, and he's going to go with them, and if they don't want to go back, we're not going to go back, and a whole bunch of schools around this country are still shut. And it's not any good. The kids, it's just horrific for the kids. But I've mentioned that about 100 times. Amy says on Facebook Live, 7 inches. So I'm thinking 6 to 10. Anybody have any totals? 10 in Homer is the word what Diane has. 10 inches of snow. And, yeah, I had to, my guy Jeff hadn't gotten to my driveway yet. So I tried the old back out fast thing.
Oh.
And, you know, the 3-foot drift said, no, mm-mm. So I had to get my shovel out. And fortunately,
I left
a little time.
And you were flexing today.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling pretty dang good. Got a little heartbeat going here. and actually did feel good. I hadn't been breathing that hard in a while. So then I got toward the end of the driveway and another 3-footer. And I said, can't. And then you get to the road where the plows were, and it's like, it's crusty and no way. So we just spent 10 minutes just kind of giving me two wheels, and I got through, and then everything was great in my neighborhood and everything clear. I mean, it's all snow-packed, but it was all plowed very nicely. Windsor was beautiful all the way down. And then I beat my snowplow guy here at the studio by about 10 minutes. So I was doing a few spins just to get through.
Yeah, some donuts, some drifting.
Yeah, I was feeling it. Okay, Kenny, we had 10 inches outside on the patio this morning after I scooped off 3 inches yesterday morning in Hinesboro. All right, Hinesboro could be reporting 13 according to that math.
And I'm seeing some temperatures like Sunday, high 36, low 26.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm telling you, 36 is going to be like, do I need a coat? Really?
Yeah.
Still plowing, Lindy says. Roads are snow-packed. Be safe, folks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, we actually canceled the boys yesterday. People have texted in about that. The boys couldn't get in. I mean, it was about 4 o'clock was a blizzardy, and Lon's out of town.
Yeah.
Lon was somewhere an hour away, couldn't make it. But there'll be a show today on the drive from 4 to 6 as we play Northwestern tonight here in Champaign-Urbana. I was thinking, I wonder if Chris Cole and the Cats got here late last night. They must have been on a bus from Northwestern. But I presume they made it. I presume it's game on. I presume the officials got here, everything else. Go back, anybody old enough to remember the Kentucky game when I think it was, who'd we pull out of the crowd? Joe Tomlinson? Anyway, we had to pull a couple of guys out of the crowd because the officials couldn't make it. And it was Illinois.
Wow.
It was Illinois and Kentucky. And Kentucky was number one. And we were, I don't know, top 10. And we had guys that came from the stands to do the game. They put on the striped shirt and they were wearing jeans.
Wow, the officials.
Yes. And you know what? Nobody remembers a thing about them because they did such a great job. How about that?
Okay, that's what you need to do.
Wonderful. They did a wonderful job, but nobody's old enough to remember the snow game in 80, I believe it was December 84. Anyway, all right, sports headlines.
Yep, we've got a game tonight, and let's see, Northwestern is 6-12 on the season, 3-11 in the Big Ten. We are 14-5, ranked number 5, 10-3 in the Big Ten. The game is on the Big Ten Network, and it's a 8 o'clock tip-off, and we're looking forward to good things. Are you feeling good about the game, Stevie?
I think so. I mean, again, this is the team that was beating us by 20 at half, and then we outscored them inexplicably, like 53-13 in the second half. It was stunning. What happened? Nobody has ever seen anything like it. I think Northwestern made 2 baskets in the second half. It was unbelievable. So, if they beat us by 20 in the first half, they obviously have ability. I know they've lost a bunch in a row. But no, all my respect to every dang game we play, because everybody in the Big Ten can beat us. So, but we're playing well, and I would hope we'd win this one tonight. But there's just no easy game. There's no la-di-da. Let's go have pancakes and beat Northwestern. You gotta come to play or you'll lose. So
that's right. So we also have Nebraska in action at Maryland at 6 o'clock tonight, and Michigan State is at Purdue at 6. Last night we had number 16 Florida State over number 7 Virginia, 81-60. The Bulls beat the Pacers in overtime, 120-112. Some unfortunate news out of the NFL that Buccaneer Charger wide receiver Vincent Johnson was found dead in his hotel room at the age of 38. Blackhawks beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in overtime. Arizona over the St. Louis Blues 1-0. And Mikayla Shiffrin is trending. She moves past Lindsey Vonn in skiing. This is her 6th gold medal this week. And, well, in her career, she's had 9 career medals, and she's competing in Italy. So Mikayla Shiffrin is a neat little skier that we need to watch from America.
Yeah, well, I'm not for boycotting the Chinese Olympics. I'm just not for that. These athletes work their entire life, and somebody in Florida presented that and said we shouldn't go, and I'm just not for that. I mean, Mark Johnson, former Illinois wrestling coach, missed his chance when he boycotted the, I guess it was the 80 Olympics. He was going to be on the wrestling team, and Jimmy Carter said, we're not going because Soviet Union is in Afghanistan. And guess what? Nothing changed, and we didn't get all those athletes a chance of a lifetime. So I'd say go play, work another angle or something, because China's not going to change if you don't go to the Winter Olympics. And all these athletes trained their whole life. I don't like that. Okay, so we're taking text 359-2255. Facebook message us as well.
It's Mardi Gras.
It is Fat Tuesday. Is this Fat Tuesday?
I guess so, even though everybody's passing on all of this.
Well, believe me, the businesses on Bourbon Street are pretty upset because they've closed the street. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so if you want to chime in on how much snow you got, let us know. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Paxton Hardware and Rental. Call 379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois. Scott Allen's got all the plows and shovels you need.
That's right. We're at 3 now. Feels like 13 below. 12 are high with the clouds. We have some snow in the forecast, but nothing intense like yesterday. -3 for tonight. Up to 17 tomorrow, down to around 9, 19 on Thursday. And as I mentioned, into the weekend, we're up to 35 by Sunday, but snow back in the forecast. Blowing snow is definitely the issue, so you could see some drifting. And again, right now the temperature is at 3. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back with you. 359-2255. If you have information you want to share, give me a tweet or a text or whatever you'd like to do.
This year you've had to pivot. Working from home, mastering an online classroom for your children, staying connected virtually. At Busey Bank, we're right beside you, offering contact-free banking services through Busey Mobile and Busey.com. whenever you want, wherever you are, Busey Bank, a proud partner of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868, member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Google has reached a deal in which it will pay the Australian news conglomerate Seven West Media for the right to publish Seven West content in the recently launched product Google News Showcase. The announcement is significant because it comes as lawmakers in Australia are considering a law which would force Google and other search engines to pay for all news content in its search engine results. Google has said it would shut down its Australian search engine if the law is passed. The deal with Seven West Media does not include search engine results and is limited to Google's new showcase offering. The stock market is closed today for President's Day. Meanwhile, stocks are higher in most overseas markets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
I just think they looked at the list of the companies that were most heavily shorted and decided to go for those.
It's so interesting that this all happened because of a Reddit forum. Also, it just shows the power of the internet nowadays. You know, it's interesting to look at both sides of the story, too. Obviously, the Redditors really benefited off of this, but the hedge funds, not so much.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Well, if you're looking to sell your home, you might want to be like Jeff and Bonnie. Well, not the first part of Jeff and Bonnie. They were relocating for work, and they've been trying to sell their home. Took over 300 days, and yeah, it was still up there. So what they did is they found Nate Evans and his team, and they took over the listing. They listed it at a higher price. Now, if it's been out over 300 days and you list at a higher price, does that make any sense? Well, within 10 days, they had a full price offer. Story doesn't end there. Jeff and Bonnie had a second home that they had listed with somebody else, and it sat and didn't sell. And then Nate took that, and that sold too. So, Nate Evans, wow.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm on NateEvansGroup.com, and there are some fantastic listings on this site, and the testimonials are endless, and the price points are a variety in the rural areas. This is a good-looking site. I think I'll be perusing and investigating myself, Stevie. I just love looking at homes and the new things people are doing inside, and if you're interested, call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Nate Evans. He's got this partnership with Zillow. He's got a partnership with a lot of the new builders in the area, too. So he's got a pulse on what's happening. He's one of our movers and shakers. NateEvansGroup.com online. That's NateEvansGroup.com. Start packing.
The Long Branch is open. If you're tired of eating out of styrofoam and ready to dine in, come to the Long Branch Steakhouse. Enjoy eating off a hot plate again. Incredible steaks, prepared how you like it, sides and salads included in your meal. Come to Gifford if you're ready to get out and have a steak, how a steak should be prepared, and exactly how you like it. You miss the Long Branch Steakhouse, and they miss you. Come tell Donnie, Hunter, and Taylor hi. The Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in beautiful downtown Gifford.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Okay, thank you very much, Dale. I've forgotten that game I mentioned. Kentucky, Illinois in 84, when nobody could go to the assembly hall and number one Kentucky was in town, and we had to go to the stands to find people who could do the game as an official. Charlie Dew, the late great Charlie Dew, he was the, I believe, Champaign Central baseball coach and just a great guy. But, I mean, it was a wonderfully officiated game, but it had snowed, I don't know, 2 feet. And the people that were in the assembly hall at the time, I mean, it's just like, how'd you get there? Because I couldn't get there. And I was actually working for ABC Radio and was supposed to do these nation coast-to-coast phone calls in on the big game of the day, and I had to do it from the Philo Playroom where the TV was on, and I had to give the description, Diane, via phone, not at the game.
Yeah.
I couldn't get there. Couldn't get there. But we had some blizzards around here in the day. I mean, the 70s, we had a bunch. There were a bunch of, like, big snows. I mean, the U of I closed on one of them. And when the U of I closes on a big snow, it's a lot. It was like 20-some inches. But we had blizzard conditions. I mean, it was something else. I remember late January of 90-something. And, you know, we lived over at Windsor Park, wonderful neighborhood in Champaign. And the radio station was essentially across the street. And it was minus 28 for 5 straight days. And the wind chill was minus 80. And I had an old 1978 Mercedes with diesel, and it wouldn't work because it was gelled up. I mean, diesel gels. So I bundled up. I had a little briefcase, and I walked down the middle of Windsor Road to get to work. Nobody was on the road. It was like, you know, 30 inches of snow, minus 28, and wind chill minus 80. But by golly, I was able to get in there every day. But I must have looked like a zombie because I was walking by myself, nothing showing but my eyes, just walking down, saying, man, this is cold. I need a new career paradigm. I need to think this over. I could be doing something else in an office or something. Anyway, well, but that's winter, and we've had a great winter, and this isn't going to last long, and that's what I like
that's
about
right.
Late season snows, February, March, April. Snows aren't going to be around for a really long time. Okay, so hate to tell you, but gas prices are, yeah.
I know. We're starting to see it more and more.
Well, it's $2.69, but friends, according to a guy I'm talking to here in about 5 minutes, he thinks gas prices will be $6 by the end of the year. This is the efforts of a different philosophy on how we do oil and gas. I'm all for green. I'm all for all the windmills. I'm fine with all of that. But you need to evolve a little bit. You can't just shut off the spigot, or it's supply and demand. And if we're not producing our own oil, we were energy self-sufficient and fine. But the philosophy and the pipeline is now stopped, and all of those things are going to add up to, we got to go get Russians' oil and Iran's oil and all these other things that we've gotten away from. And now we're going back to that. And I believe this guy here is going to predict $6 gas by the end of the year. So I hope not. I hope he's wrong. But he's a fourth generation oil guy, and he sounds like it. I'm going to call Texas, and we'll get him on the phone here. But just brace for a little impact.
Yikes.
If you're looking at the Tesla, or, you know, all the electric. I mean,
sure.
you can do that. Go get that Hummer. The GMC Hummer's coming out of Ben Quattrone over at Sarah Champaign. Get hold of that big boy. And it's not only all electric, but it crawls sideways for a parking spot. I really want to see that. It crawls sideways. That's the new Hummer that they're waiting on over at Sarah Champaign. I think electric is great. I think I'd love to honk at gas stations as you go by. And even the hybrids are good. I know Honda has some hybrids going on as well. So you might think about that, because I think we're in the higher prices, and I don't think that's going away for a while. All right, CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, they know that your business needs are going to need to be keeping those walkways and parking lots free of ice. Stay winter ready with ice melt. They got it at CMI. Don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film the ice melt causes indoors. It will protect and extend the life of your floor and keep it looking shiny and new. Find out about all their products, CMIClean.com. Give them a call at 359-6262. We have a Stever, ladies and gentlemen. A Stever offer is where I pay and you shop and you keep it. Particularly today's offer. I don't want your Jets pizzas back after you eat it, okay? Okay. You enjoy this. It is $25 a Jets pizza. All you have to do is go to GhostStever.com. You log in and you click accept. $25 a Jets pizza on me. Two requirements. Got to get her eaten in 7 days. And then you got a survey you need to fill out after you're done with your purchase and you eat your delicious Jet's Pizza. It is really great pizza.
Located at Neil and Green and over by Round Barn off Springfield and Mattis. They had a great Super Bowl. They had a fun Valentine's Day with the heart-shaped pizzas. I love the chicken bacon ranch pizza. I love the salads to keep it on the nutritious side. Jet's Pizza is an awesome choice.
Okay. You can go to GhostSteever.com, GhostSteever.com. Click accept. If you're not a member, it is quick and easy and free. You can join and click at the same time. You got about an hour to click accept for my paying you to eat at Jet's Pizza. I know. It's ridiculous. Please, I'm a giving person. It's open right now. GhostSteever.com, GhostSteever.com. It's lit right now. Go click accept, and then you get an email if you win one of these. I'll do 10. 10, 25 bucks for you today.
Nice.
All right, 7:30, time for your latest Fox News ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The deadly cold triggering winter storm warnings from Texas to New England.
What it feels like with the wind, temperatures minus 20 in Kansas City, minus 25 in Sioux City, feels like one in Dallas. So that's the problem, is that things are going to remain frozen for the next at least 24 to 36 hours.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
We've got this next round of wintry weather and ice set to move through Wednesday through Thursday. So here it comes across the Tennessee, Mississippi, Ohio River Valley, up towards the northeast, and perhaps measurable snow.
Now millions still without power in Texas, where a Houston woman and girl have died from suspected carbon monoxide poisoning in a home without electricity. And President Biden extending a ban on housing foreclosures to June 30th to help homeowners struggling during the pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
My name's Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. Even though we are in unprecedented times, at Mettler Center, we are honored to continue helping the community by offering one-on-one treatment in a private setting and through telehealth. We are happy to assist you in finding an option that fits your needs. When you are ready, we are here for you. Learn more by visiting MettlerCenter.com or by calling 398-9800.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
All right, let's check that weather forecast. We're thinking 6 to 10 is kind of what we think we got around the Central Illinois region. If somebody else has anything else, I don't know if we even know, because it does vary. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, depending on what side of the road you're on. I mean, east of...
Well, and the blowing snow was such a big factor yesterday, right. So...
But, I mean, they were for a while, they were saying it's, you know, if you're west of 57, it's 6. If you're east of 57, it's 10. I mean, it's that defined. It's amazing.
It is. Yeah. Clouds early, partial clearing later. A few flurries possible. Today's high 13, down to 3 below 0 tonight. 18 high tomorrow, down to 10 with the clouds. Clouds on Thursday with a high 19, low 4. 14 on Friday and over the weekend. We're mid-20s by Saturday, mid-30s. Really, Sunday, 43 next Tuesday. So... totally doable. We're just needing to dig out a little bit today. Temperatures currently at 3, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Jay Young, oil and gas analyst, a fourth-generation oil and gas professional, has a leadership team with over 100 years of combined oil and gas exploration development experience and maintains an operating staff of industry specialists. His name is Jay Young. Jay, I saw the price of the WTI barrel. That's not Brent crude. That's regular WTI hitting over $60 a barrel when it was like sub-zero 10 months ago. I mean, what the heck? What do you see, buddy? Why are gas prices so high, Jay? What's going on with the barrel? 60 on WTI yesterday. What are you thinking?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what's happening is you're seeing supply and demand. We weren't producing oil at cheap prices. We weren't producing. And that's what people don't realize. They go, well, this oil just comes out of the ground. It takes a lot to put together drilling programs. It takes $100 million a year for one rig to run, much less hundreds of wells to run or rigs to run. And you're seeing, look at your U.S. rig count. Anybody can Google U.S. rig count. Look at U.S. production. And you're seeing both of them go down. And when you see that go down, you're seeing oil prices go down. And with the restrictions, we're going to see less oil on the market. And when we have less oil on the market, you're going to see oil prices continue to go up. I'm predicting $100 oil by end of this year.
Oh, my goodness. $100 oil means what? $6 gas? What's it going to be?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's gonna be up there again. We did this, you know, a few years ago. We did $100 oil, and that's what's gonna happen again. I'm afraid this time, just like JP Morgan said, I see oil prices get to $195 a barrel in 3 to 4 years.
Man,
I can see the same thing.
How's that Green New Deal working for you, Jay?
Well, I mean, that's 10, 15, 20 years from now. I mean, that's okay.
No, I don't think anybody. Nobody doesn't want clean, but you can't shut the spit. You can't stop the pipeline right now. What are we doing?
Well, we're shutting the pipeline down, which is letting a lot of oil come out of Canada freely, not come, which is not good. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, here you got a lot of jobs that you're losing, and you have a lot of oil that could flow out of Canada into the United States. I mean, we'll still get it, but we won't get it as fast. And when you don't get it as fast, you don't get much. We need oil in the United States. Like you said, I mean, 18% of the industry is trucking, 20% of cars, so that's 38%. So if we went totally green, 100% green, we still need oil.
Yeah.
We still need oil in the United States. So it's going to be ugly when the institutions, that big money, institutions, private equity, all those guys in those big offices overlooking Central Park, but when they're not giving us any to drill wells, that's going to be a problem. We're not going to have the production, and we need the production.
Well, I know that politically, the people in charge want to stamp out oil. It's evil. It's bad. It's polluting, and all those things. And the oil industry says, "Hey, let's evolve to whatever you want to do, but you can't do it tomorrow." And we have to keep the prices reasonable. And whatever happened here in the last 5 months, Jay, it's not working very good at the pump.
It's not, and CBJ, it will not continue to. It's not gonna get better anytime soon. We're not drilling. Like I said, U.S. production's down, rig count's down. The prices are coming up, and the rig count is starting to increase.
$100 by the end of the year, huh, Jay? That's WTI, you say?
That's what I say. That's what my prediction is. And I'm not a PhD, and there is a lot of things out there right now that could take that price, you know, a different way. But, you know, right now Putin is over licking his chops. He said in the Financial Times a couple of days ago, he said, "Hey, I'm ready. Any barrel that Biden doesn't want to produce, I'm ready to replace it."
Yeah.
And he's not going to replace it at a discount.
I sure liked when America had its own oil, huh, Jay, about 5 months ago?
Yeah, me too. It was nice, and we weren't at the hands of all these different people that want to take advantage of us, but that's where we're going.
Well,
that's where we're going.
Jay Young, thank you, sir. Appreciate your insights.
Absolutely. Thank you. Call me anytime. Appreciate you.
Jay Young from Texas. Oil prices are going up. That means gas prices will continue to surge. So just be ready for that. When you fill up, it's like $38. It's not $26 anymore. Just FYI. 217 texter, we were talking about that 84 Kentucky-Illinois matchup at the Assembly Hall that got snowed in and officials couldn't make it. 217 texter says Dick Carter was also an official. Wasn't the former principal Monticello High School? Gosh, what was his name? So we had Charlie Dew, former Champaign Central baseball coach, the late, great Charlie Dew, great guy. Dick Carter was an official. We lost to Kentucky on that day here. It was really close. I mean, it was like Ephraim Winters and I think Doug Altenberger. It was a really, really good basketball. I think we were 26-5. Was that the Dickie Beals traveled year? I am going back into the weeds for old guys this morning here. Because that game was 37 years ago. What the heck? Anyway, so we played Kentucky in Rupp Arena. Joe B. Hall was their coach. And we had to play Kentucky, I believe, to go to the Final Four. But we had to play in their home court. And you're going, how could that ever happen? Well, after that, it didn't. That was kind of a rule changer. Because they beat us, but it was their home court. And then people say, well, why is that fair? So then it got to be general kind of, you know, neutral court. That's how that began, probably with the Kentucky-Illinois game. Dickie Beals still traveled. But anyway, I believe 54-51, but who remembers? I'm still mad about it. 741 ESPN 93.5. If you would like to Facebook message us, have at it. We're on Facebook Live this morning. For those of you not in the area watching, good for you. We have Jack stuck in a hotel in southern Illinois. Interstate's too bad to drive on. Semi jackknifed across the lanes about 5 miles from where I'm at. Oh, boy, it's going to be a while. And somebody has told me that an MTD bus on High Cross Road in Urbana at the Walmart is stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those big boys are big boys, but boy, you get that wheel in the wrong spot of the drift, you're done. So how do you tow a bus? Does my buddy Jim Hampton have? Yeah, he has that deal. Over at Tabman's Towing, they've got, I'm sure, something to tow a bus. He's got everything, but he still hasn't asked me to help him. I'm so perplexed. I worked for him. Diane, I worked for Jim.
Yes.
Do you think he'd remember that? I worked for Tabman's Towing that morning. And
we put work in quotations, though.
No, maybe. But, I mean, I was there, and I watched him hook up a car and tow it, and I think I had to back up the truck a foot, so I did do something. That just kind of ticks me off. Hold on. I can work for Tapman's this morning. I mean, I'll get off at 9 here. I can go help. And I know I can do the job. He probably needs work or helpers. Probably really inundated. I'm trying to call him.
Hello?
Jim Hampton, you're live on the radio. Can I help you now? Would you need me today?
Yeah, absolutely. We can use all the help we can get.
There you go.
I just want to let you know, my friend Jim Hampton, the owner of Tapman's Towing, you have something that can tow an MTD bus, don't you? Okay, because it's stuck over in High Cross Road in Urbana. Just, can I do that job? Can I do that one?
Is it?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I might have to pay you a little more, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I know you're inundated. This is a big day. Are you guys nuts? Are you got enough drivers and trucks and everything? You're everywhere right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're all over the place. We're trying to make it safe, and it's getting a little tough in some certain areas.
I know. You're doing a great job, buddy. I'll let you go. What's the number to call? And I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have people call your number. What is it again?
217-328-2424.
And if you're that desperate, my friend, I'm off at 9 this morning. Why do you never call me when I say that? Ever?
You can just come on over. We can use you today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You'd have me make coffee or something. That's what you'd have me do. Hey,
I got it on.
You the buddy. You hang in there now. Be safe.
All right, brother. Thank you.
He's a good dude.
Uh-huh.
That's Jim Hampton. Hold on. See if I have something else here. It's a snow day. A little off the beaten path this morning here. Have time for this one. I'll do this in a moment. We got Dr. Todd coming up too.
Okay.
We will talk to Dr. Todd Likens. I have some Brad Underwood that I'll play just after 8 this morning if you stay with us. Previewing Northwestern tonight, 8 o'clock, and the Cats are in town. They've lost a bunch in a row, like 11, but that,
yeah.
They have all my respect. I hope we play well, because if you don't play well every night in the Big Ten, you lose. So we'll see what Brad has to say. I'll play some of the presser from yesterday coming up.
So, number five, Illini hosting Northwestern. 8 o'clock tip-off on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska and Maryland will go at it at 6 tonight, and it's a 6 tip for Michigan State at Purdue. Last night in top 20 basketball, we had number 16 Florida State beating number 7 Virginia, 81-60. And I don't know how often this happens, but number 3 Michigan, number 4 Ohio State, number 5 Illini. Wow.
Yeah, top 3 in the top 5 joining Baylor and Gonzaga. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time 3 Big Ten teams were in the top 5, because the Illini did move up 1 from 6 to 5 because Villanova lost over the weekend. So, no, it's bunched up there, and some pretty good basketball at the top there, no question.
A new commit for the Illini in the class of 21 is R.J. Melendez. So looking forward to action from him when he comes into campus.
Yeah, I'm thinking Andres Cabello helped, because he's from Puerto Rico. So he must be buds with Dre. So we'll look for his long 6'7", and a really good player. A four-star commit for Brad, and we need him. So good news.
That's right. The Bulls beat the Pacers 120-112 in overtime. We had the Blackhawks over the Detroit Red Wings in overtime 3-2. And Arizona beating the St. Louis Blues 1-0. That's essentially sports. It's a little on the slow side with all the snow activity yesterday, canceling a lot of games and things like that. So no Big Ten action last night.
Yep.
I was looking at Mardi Gras and
Fat Tuesday,
right.
Which if you talk in a theological sense, as I say every year, sin, then repent at midnight. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Today's high 41 down to 35. That's cold for New Orleans. The coldest on record, though, 1899, when it was a high 38, low 22, with some snow on the ground. For the purple, green, and cold, they were saying. So, yeah. 60 tomorrow in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, today's Fat Tuesday, and they closed Bourbon Street. They closed all the bars down there, so everything is shut pretty much. The mayor is not the favorite of the business owners down in the French Quarter today, as they're trying to precautiously, carefully get over COVID. But the business hit on that, because this is their biggest time of the year, the Mardi Gras.
Yep.
And I've been there to one Fat Tuesday, and I'm here to tell you, I'll never go again. But I was there. I was there once.
I got you on that number. I've been there numerous times and just loved it.
Uh-huh.
I am with people that knew how to handle it, and on the balconies and all of that. So I got a unique look, more than just the tourist. It was more the townie.
Yeah,
so it was a great time.
My Mary Diane and I decided to get on a train to go see Johnny, who just moved there. And we were actually going to college, and we got on the train anyway. So I couldn't quite understand how I logically thought that one through. Anyway, came back, was getting a D in a class, had to fix that. So anyway, that's what happens when you get on a train to go to Mardi Gras when you're 19.
Well, I'm glad you were adventurous in that chapter, Stevie.
It was, again.
Now you have a story to share.
Well, and I won't go again. So it was just too much for Stevie J. By the way, Cheryl Ladd, one of Charlie's Angels, did throw me some beads. So
there you go. And for me, it was Larry King, and he just passed away.
Yeah, he threw
month.
And looked at you and threw you beads.
I'm telling you.
That's cool.
And I've talked with Harry Connick Jr., Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep, all kinds of guys when they used to have floats and parades.
The Grand Marshals.
Yeah, a whole bunch of parades down there, too. It's crazy. All right, 7:49, we'll check with Dr. Todd, the pet pro. You got any pet questions in this bitterly cold and a lot of snow? Text him in at 359-2255. We're in the middle of a Stever where I give you money to shop. You keep the stuff. Today it's eating Jet's Pizza. I'm giving out $25. You have to use this within a week. Weather will break. You'll have a chance. Jet's Pizza, $25 on me so that you try it. And if you already know what it is, then you got to grab one. Just go to GhostStever.com. If you're not enrolled, you just put a username, password, and it's free, and you get stuff like this. $25 to Jet's Pizza. I'll do like 10 of them today. And you get an email if you're selected in our random select after 8:30 or 9 o'clock. You'll get an email if you win one of these. And then you use it, you fill out the survey when you're done, and boom, you're off to the next one. So stand by for Go Stever for another 45 minutes. GoStever.com. Click accept if you like Jets Pizza. What's the weather?
We've got partial clearing, especially later, and the winds aren't too bad, up to 15 miles per hour, but we're dealing with blowing snow from last night when it comes to especially the rural roads. If you can stay in, do so and let the plows get caught up. 3 below are low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow we're up to 18, down to 10 with the clouds, 19 the high on Thursday. And warmer as we get closer to the weekend. And by next week, we'll be in the mid-40s.
Nice.
We're currently at 3 on ESPN 93.5.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com. Every Tuesday, we call our pet pro, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. He's going to shut the operation down today at Windsor and, Neil and Kirby. Not Neil and Kirby. Madison.
Kirby Madison. I'll help you.
Madison Kirby, also next to the police station of Muhammad. Dr. Todd Likens, it's Disneyland at his place. Well, the puppies love the snow, but it's kind of deep at your place, isn't it?
Oh, they are having fun. You know, dogs, when we get snow like this, they don't go around the drifts. They run into them. So they're out in the backyard just having a wee of a time right now.
Dr. Todd, let's talk about that a minute. There was some back and forth on some social media posts about a lady getting the police called on her because her dog was just loving the snow. And the neighbor thought it was out too long. And she was horrified to have the police come to her door and say, let your dog back in. Everybody has like a different, you know, size of their dog and the different conditions. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. I mean, some dogs are built for cold weather, obviously, with the sled dogs and things like that. Some are not. And they'll have different tolerances. But at the same time, there's a kind of a chart on the internet you can pull up, the time and the cold factor, to figure out how long to play. Is it going to hurt my big old Goldens to go out and play for a half hour in the snow? No. And they're loving it. Well, when they come in, they'll sleep better. Everything will be, they get their exercise. They got cabin fever pretty bad right now. So, I mean, it's better today than what it was yesterday. We barely let them out. But today, they're getting to go out in the snow.
Well, you got to be careful in all this stuff. I know with our old guys, we don't. Right. I don't let them out for very. That's a 5-minute deal for them,
right?
Because they can't. They can't get back up. It's just like too cold.
Right. You know, something I always watch for is, you know, if they're out there and they're starting to raise their feet up, that means their feet are getting cold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's time to get everybody in when you see that.
Yeah.
So there's little signs you can watch them for to tell you that it's time to get them back in.
Charlie was out last night.
And they will.
Absolutely. And you say one. You know, sometimes you have to be the adult. But Charlie was out there, and he came back in, and he was out like 15 minutes, had a drift on his back. I mean, he had a drift. I said, I won't find you if you stay out 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, my snow angels are out there making snow angels, so they're having a good time.
All right, anything else? I mean, right now we're going to prepare for spring because it's going to be 40 next week, so we'll be getting into springtime, and that's going to be all your shots and all the things we need to do, right?
Right. Loading up at this point now, getting ready for flea and tick season, my 3-month pills. We've got lots of reminders going out around the 1st of March that it's time to get your flea protection going again. So we'll be hitting that pretty hard in real soon. So
yeah. Well, okay.
And right now it's just, you know, keep them healthy until then.
Okay, and tell people to kind of mind their own business when the dogs are out. Anyway, it's fine. Diane, I hadn't heard this story.
There's a difference between being out a little bit and being out too long. I mean, you don't just look out and call right away.
I know, but some people just kind of go nosy on you, and it's not fair or right, because you get animal control on you, and it ain't good.
I know it.
Right. I don't know if you guys remember, you know, I've got a Prius, the little silent car, and there was a time I put stickers in my back windows that said, you know, my dogs are, the car is on and the air conditioning is on, because, you know, I would be running in and out of a place. I never leave sight of my dogs. But there was one time I ran, parked right in front, ran to grab dinner, and when I came back, people were circling around the car because it wasn't running. So that's why I put stickers on my Prius, and the air conditioning's on, the car is on, and I'm always visual.
Well, I know you are. Okay, and as if there's anybody that takes good care of their pups, it's you, obviously. Okay, Dr. Todd, how do people find you, reach you? And I think things will be out and around tomorrow. I think things will be a lot better tomorrow. But we do have more snow coming.
I'll probably be in this afternoon.
Okay. With the Prius, you'll get out, huh?
Oh, that Prius, and the Prius are awful in snow, so, but I'll wait for them to get
clear. When you put a bunch of dogs in the back as sand weights, I mean, that helps too.
Or put them out front and say, mush, mush.
Yeah, that's right. They can pull too.
I got an excess of dogs and kitty litter, so I'm set.
Okay, my friend, we'll talk soon. Dr. Todd, how do people reach you?
Hey, 355 pets, petprovet at Gmail, you know, just, or text me at 217-202-1100.
Okay. Thanks, bud. Talk soon. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. All right. We had somebody walk by our house and we used to have a rabbit and they called animal control.
What?
It was a rabbit in a cage and it was fine. It was
I don't get that.
Sometimes it's just like.
And you know, that's what the chatter was on in social media. Whatever. Everybody's so, you know, vitriol and it's just awful. Hate book is what I'm hearing it called these days. But, you know, somebody said, well, what if there was a medical incident in your home and they were concerned about the dog? You know, trying to take the devil's advocate and be, you know, see it from their side. But. You know, you call first or say, hey, you know, I saw your dog was out a half an hour.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You got to be real careful. Our dogs, I wait by the door because they're old and they can't be out very long. We kind of have them on the clock because when they get out there and they're, you know, 11, 12 years old and they can't get up. I mean, it's just like rigor mortis sets in or something. It's just really bad. So, no, everybody has to do the same dang thing, but... unless there's been a problem there. I mean, we lived next to somebody that tied their dog up 24/7, and that was bad. 24/7, barking 24/7, never end, nothing. Sometimes, you know, and we've learned a lot about dogs in 40 years, but sometimes you get people that own dogs that don't know better or don't care or something.
That's right.
News is coming up. We'll be back. I'll play a little of that Brad Underwood looking at the Northwestern game tonight. We'll do that. We're welcoming your texts or calls. Facebook message us. You can watch us on YouTube. Podcast at steviejay.com as well. ESPN 93.5.
Okay.
It's 7:58. Check your news from Fox coming up. Brad Underwood's comments about Northwestern game tonight at 8:00 at the State Farm Center. We'll do that next.
Go Illini.
People are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
In mid-September, I stepped on a scale that got a 3D image of my body, and that was a rude awakening. Profile by Sanford can consult with you. This is the year that you're really going to drop the weight. For me, it's been a healthy pace of 10 pounds per month. Profileplan.com. As you enter the code DD, call 403-9080 and name drop Diane Ducey. They've got the doctors and the research and the motivational coaches to keep you on track as you reach those weight loss goals in 2021. Profileplan.com. Also on Facebook.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When your computer's not working, you're not working. Hi, this is Dan from Simplify Computers. Whether your computer is running slow, you have a virus, or it's just time for an upgrade, Simplify Computers is here to help with personal service you won't find at the big box stores. We can set up your wireless network, build, install, and maintain your business's server, or replace your hard drive. For over 18 years, we have served the Champaign-Urbana community with integrity and quality customer service. Call us at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
You're listening.